Hey everybody, in this episode, me, Kix, and Nick are diving into NFT NYC, everything that we learned, and what our thoughts are on Bored Ape Yacht Club and other deeds, as well as the ETH technicals and what to kind of expect from the market in the next couple of months. As always, this content is sponsored by FTX. You can sign up at thenifty.com/FTX or with the code THENIFTY on your mobile app. In this video, we are recapping NFT NYC and discussing some of the bigger stories in the NFT space, including Doodles, Bored Ape Yacht Club, maybe some Moonbirds, all that good stuff. As usual, nothing in this video is financial advice. We are not financial advisors. The NFT space is insanely risky, so always do your own research. And as always, if you enjoy the content, hit the like button, smash the subscribe button. You already know, take care of it. Gentlemen.
Pio's got that new room echo.
He's
got the new room echo. You switched locations and now you got that new room echo. You got the hardwood floor. It's just bouncing around sounds there. Hold on. Is that coming out of the newsroom right now? Does sound like we have some breaking news. Did you see that FTX is supposedly buying Robinhood?
So shout out to our sponsor, FTX, and shout out to my previous employer, Robinhood. You call this a union of success is like, you know, the person that sponsors me now versus the person that paid me before. That's the union of success right there, them coming together. I think that this is a monster move by SBF. This is SBF like really, really, really introducing himself to the corporate world, wouldn't you say?
Yes. I think it's big, man. I mean, SBS making some moves in the bear market, dude, just bailing out companies, acquiring Web2 fintech. Like, this guy's going to own, he's the Warren Buffett of our generation. He's going to own half the financial world by 2030. I'm getting absolutely roasted in the comments. I'm doing fantastic. I worked out for the first time in...
Well, I got roasted too. I look like a proboscis monkey today. So that's a fucking
wait. Any negative comments about me? I want to see.
No, you're looking good, man. No one's complaining. I went on a run. I did some calisthenics and just had the stickiest sweat come out of my body. So hopped in the shower. I'm feeling great. Big Crypto Raiders release on Friday. I'm doing good. Don't worry about me, guys. Worry about you. Okay.
First of all, what does calisthenics mean when you're doing them? That's what I want to know.
About a 40-yard sprint, then 25 jumping jacks, then walk it back, then 45-yard sprint, 25 jump jacks. I did that about 20 times. Felt great.
Isn't calisthenics more about like, I don't know, like motion of exercise and it's very – it's all about muscles.
I think it's abstract. You can really use it however you want.
Okay, yes. So yeah. you're like, I did a little bit of yoga, aka I did bench press and pull-ups.
Exactly. You kind of, if you work out, you can really say whatever you want to say. Like, you know, you got in there.
Mm-hmm. Someone just said, where's the rest of your beard, Kix? That was a pretty good one.
It's just to hide my NFT NYC double chin that's forming.
I could see that. So, Nick, what's your take on this? This is a power move by FTX, our sponsor, right?
Hey, maybe you could stop being a peasant and actually pay for Bloomberg, Pia.
I don't want to pay for Bloomberg.
I don't pay for
digital newspapers that nobody reads.
That nobody reads. Damn.
Nobody reads this shit.
Shots fired.
It looks like Bloomberg won't be sponsoring us.
You would compare Bloomberg's audience to the Nifty Alpha, I'm assuming.
I love this hard zoom so we can get about 15% of the article.
Here is a stock photo of someone's face in front of Robinhood.
We got Robinhood, man. I mean, I don't know if you were planning on live reading the boring article, but if you want to give us your take, we'd totally love to hear it.
Who?
You.
Me. Yo. Well, it's hard to give a take when it's not clear that this deal is going through. Someone was like, I think it was Loopify that was asking, how are they affording to pay for this? That's called financing. So usually that's how you finance a deal is with financing. I don't think SBF is paying for all of this with cash. The real
he personally bought 8%, correct? Like that went through?
Yeah,
I don't know if he personally bought it or did he buy it via FTX? Like,
yeah, I don't know that.
I thought he bought it. I thought SBF bought it, not FTX bought it. Like,
I don't know. They quote him for a lot of different things, so it's not clear. Maybe if he could come on our damn podcast, then we could get answers. FTX slacking out there. I hope you're listening.
Either way, this makes a lot of sense. And if you think about it, like they're making moves in multiple areas, right? Because you got like Solana phone coming out, right? Like potential acquisition of Robinhood, FTX doing the stock trading as well. I think though overall, it's definitely very bullish for I think the crypto space and it especially like especially FTX and SBF. I mean it makes sense strategically, and they'll get a lot of data that they'll be able to trade off of, I'm sure. So I think it's awesome. I'm surprised, but like I'm not like shocked. I think it's a smart move.
Yeah, and apparently it was Sam Bankman-Fried himself bought 52 million or 56 million shares of Robinhood, 7.6% stake himself. So what is FTX going to buy the rest?
Yeah, this is a smart way to like
front run.
Yeah, front run himself and then extract money out.
I'll sell you my shares.
I mean, that's pretty funny, right? Like that, like you're literally front running your business.
It is pretty funny. Who the hell are these fools on a podcast right on the screen right now? Why are we promoting these people? You know, should be us speaking on that screen right there.
That's for sure.
Anyways, there's not a lot to add to this. I just thought I'd throw that in there. We don't need to discuss this the whole episode. I just thought it was a relevant news story. We can discuss NFT stuff. One quick note I was going to say. Someone asked in the comments, are we only going to make free content with all the money that we raised on the sale of our NFT? And the answer to that is hell yeah. We decided to take the money and just fuck over everybody. So I'm really looking forward to doing that over the next coming years.
But we're also going to launch a paid service where you can pay us more money to get better video.
I'm really looking forward to that one. So there's going to be a premium one that you get access to for the NFT. But yeah, I mean, if you're interested, keep coming back and reading, watching the free stuff that we really appreciate it. So that would be the key thing. We really want to actually just try and get away with as much scamming and scheming as possible around here. So if you want to help plot, we host a weekly call in our Discord.
Anthony's going to do the premium.
Yeah, and we're also going to be the SBF of content. So we bought a 5% stake in Rug Radio.
And then we're using the business to buy the rest.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. So yeah, we're looking forward to doing that. Pretty excited about it.
What I will say is I do get a kick out of it when people think they have like this genius idea of paywalling our content so that instead of having an ever expanding,
we are doing paywall
right,
stuff.
Right, but they want us to paywall this. They want content to not be released publicly. This is the master genius plan so that you put no content out to the public and you only service a small group of people. And then those people end up slowly, fading away too. It's a genius idea to not expand your audience at all.
Well, he said he sold the NFT anyways because he gets free content. And hey,
well,
man,
he's not going to get access to the OnlyFans. Yeah, and the OnlyFans account coming out.
Well, and I have been holding on to Cryptoverse Spike, hoping that they release some content. So I'm still bullish on the fact that they're going to do some locked in content. Really big on the utility there.
All right, so we talked Robinhood. What are we talking next, boys?
Talking NFT NYC and just the kind of the outcomes of the week. No one talking about being down bad or wrecked the whole week. Some isolated wins, as you can expect. Every time there's a conference, there are isolated wins. VCon produced, Goblin Town. And this week produced Moon Runners, which turns out to be apparently... someone on our show said this morning, so that's my confirmation. It could be incorrect. Someone from 333 Academy Zeneca's private investor group and education platform is responsible for Moonrunners. They've also put out another project, someone else there, which is escaping me right now. It's like the bakery one or whatever that looks like 10KTF. And so this is like a trend that we've seen before a little bit. Historically, it hasn't worked out well at all, but you never know. And it definitely could. So we're seeing Moonrunners hold a very strong floor. Historically speaking, though, this typically works works out well for the people that made the project, but not the people that bought the project.
Yeah, I mean, We Are Gonna Die, which was gonna like take over the NFT world for about 2 weeks, is now down, you know,
90.14.
Yeah, 90-something%. So you got to time these well. You know, so 0.76 is a little high, but one of the benefits of holding the portal is that you get access to our Discord, and our Discord highlighted this. I saw at 0.06, there was a lot of discussion around this, and at 0.2. So a lot of people in our Discord made a lot of money off of it. I think someone in our Discord bought 50, which is awesome. Funny thing, I did a little research on the Moonrunners top holders, and actually it's a really clever scheme. They free to mint it, but then they free to mint a bunch to themselves, and then they dump it to make basically the same, if not more, than if the mint cost money. So I kind of like that play.
Is that confirmed?
No, not confirmed, but I saw some things, wallets with like, you know, 170 of these that minted them all. So I'm assuming that's how they generate more revenue than just from the secondary sales. But regardless, big win here. It's funny, while all of the, you know, established blue chip projects are taking these very grandiose, you know, roadmap routes and big visions, on the flip side, we have these like free mints with like, no Discord, no roadmap. I just love the, you know, the polar opposites of the trending NFTs right now. It's pretty cool.
Nick, what are you thinking about down there?
I was thinking about this project. I mean, this project is meaningless to me. Yeah, great. Someone launched a free mint thing. It's randomly pumping. It's going to be irrelevant in like 2 weeks.
Any other thoughts? Not about Moonrunners, about anything that you'd like to talk about, Nick?
I mean, the other thing going on, which I have some FOMO about, is OtherDeed at the moment. But I'm just not, I would be selling into, this pump right now. At least that's just my hot take.
You would not, or you would?
I would be selling into it. That's
just
my
opinion.
Just
not that much money, if we're being real.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying. Only like a month of rent or something like that. Is that right?
I read on Discord, or on Twitter rather, that I guess OtherDeed is doing some sort of like tech reveal on the 16th of July.
A demo
on the 16th. So it may be people trying to get ahead of that news event.
And also when you look at the volume, I mean, it's decent volume. It's not like insane. And the floor is 2.9 or something, I guess, up from, how low did it go? Like 1.9 or something like that?
I don't remember getting that low.
I do think it went that low.
Damn.
When things were imploding, it got pretty low. The target that Easy had was one ETH. I like that. It just seems so expensive. I mean, how can you have a supply of 100,000 and they're all worth thousands of dollars? Like, it's the most ludicrous thing ever. What's the floor on Sandbox Land?
Let's see. And yet, Easy has long stated that position. I want to talk to Maddie, DCL blogger, one of our investors, about
two
that.
ETH.
And there's 142,000.
I'm still big on the MeBit play for Yuga Labs exposure. I picked up one at 3 and another at 4. The floor now is at 5 on ETH going up. So. Nice. Yeah, I'm enjoying the MeBits play. I think OtherDeed is definitely an interesting play. It's just hard to, you got to think about the amount of volume that would be necessary for it to go from like 3 to 6. You know what I mean? There's just so many, you know, mints out there. And then I don't know if they're going to kick it back on the roadmap due to the bear market, but I'm pretty sure in August, the second 100K is supposed to come out. I think it was August or September on the roadmap. So I feel like that, you know, I would imagine they're probably going to delay that in some way, shape, or form, because I think they're smart enough to know that kind of supply shock is going to be terrible for the market. But yeah, I like the MeBits play if you're trying to get affordable Yuga Labs exposure.
Easy notifying me that he's gone long, maybe buy some ETH here for a short-term trade. That said, late notice said, ha-ha, Sandbox Land just debunked Nick's point. And did it? I mean, I don't like how much land. I don't think all of those things are land, by the way, on that sandbox thing. So, Pio, when you go back to it, you actually need it, or if you go
on, because you want to figure out
on
the
filter
true supply.
No, on the left hand side, scroll down. Type is land.
Oh yeah, and Sandbox Land did pump too because it bottomed out at like 1.65. So
so there's 31,000 plots of land, less than 100,000.
There's way more than that.
Well, that's what this is showing.
Yeah, well, that's completely wrong. There's at least 90,000.
It's Captain Kicks knows Sandbox Land. Don't get it twisted.
I used to own 100 plots, dude. I know this shit like the back of my hand, dog.
Come on now. Come on now.
So do you think that that the other deeds land should be worth more?
Nick, I don't think you should buy other deeds right now. And this is why. Like, honestly, you have my gears turning talking about selling it, even though it's like a fraction of what it used to be worth when it first dropped, and that was obviously the time to sell, and that's the time that you sold it. So props to you. But the thing is that this narrative of they've never built a game before, it's going to take a long time to build a game. They're putting out another 100,000 plots of land. Nobody wants to play the game. Everybody's old and has kids. Blah blah blah. Whether or not that narrative is true, the market's reaction to that, in my opinion, and I was talking about this on the show this morning, is not going to be a positive one. I don't see any scenario where there's a bull run on Sandbox on other deed land after the demo comes out. How would that ever be possible? When you look at the NFT market, every single time, again and again and again, the pump is on the anticipation of the thing. And then when the thing comes out, it's underwhelming. What is an example where the thing comes out and there's like a crazy pump? You know?
Yeah, I mean, I think it would, that what would cause it to pump is if the demo shows that the game state is a lot further along than the consensus is. So like if there's actual like a good amount of playability is part one, and then part two is going to be the server side infrastructure. So like if they have lots of playability and like over 1,000 concurrent players in one instance, then I think it could be really exciting. Also, Yuga Labs is you know pretty smart. They'll probably tie in some like you know hype leaks with it as well. But I think they're two different beasts. They're not trying to build the same type of game. They're not trying to build the same type of ecosystem. Sandbox is trying to go a more decentralized route and like lots of mini games, whether Coke is going to have a game in there, whether someone wants to build their, you know, their own kind of, they're two separate beasts. So other than them, like both being tied to overall metaverse bullishness or bearishness, I do think that they're, you know, like two different beasts in the game. This is a terrible comparison, but like Sandbox is more like a Roblox and Other Deeds is probably going to be more like a World of Warcraft open world type of experience. That would be my guess.
When Pio was articulating that I was correct with my bearishness, It's making me bullish, actually.
Your bearishness? You're bullish.
No, I was bearish on other deeds. I was saying sell into the pump. Oh. You were saying I think it's making me reconsider or at least consider selling. You said I don't know when a reveal ever actually materialized anything. When is a reveal help the price pump? Afterwards. And so I think maybe they reveal something that makes people say, holy shit. Because historically, if there's one team that has pulled that off, it has been Yuga Labs. But my only concern is, how much can you keep batting 100? Like, I just don't know. Like, I really don't know. But there may be something that ends up coming out. And for now, you have to keep placing that bet until the bet fails, theoretically. So if you are someone who's betting, I'm kind of reversing my position at this moment in time, which is just like, ignore all logic and everything else and just assume that they're about to reveal something that is going to blow minds. That's what they're going to have to do.
What you're saying right now is basically my long-term thesis when it comes to Other Deed and Yuga Labs. I've gone on record over and over again talking about how I think long-term, it'll be like World of Warcraft or something like that. You won't have to play it, right? It won't be something that you have to play. You owning the land is the kind of unattainable thing because you were early enough to get the land and new players will come in and they'll have to work their way up just to get an artifact or just to get a resource or just to get a cool weapon or something like that, right? But the landowners, that's going to be the most value. You'll be able to lease the land. You'll be able to mine resources off the land and sell those. The land will provide you with an incredible amount of value. That's the long-term thesis, right? The problem is that short-term price does not align with long-term thesis. And you don't only see this in NFTs. You see it in crypto as well, like with Bitcoin, for example, even Ethereum, other crypto assets. The short-term price action is not reflective of the underlying fundamentals. Nothing adverse has happened to Bitcoin in the last few months, and it's lost over 50% of its value. Yes, there are events like Duquan with Terra and blah, 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 but the Bitcoin network itself is still completely, you know, immutable, impenetrable, you know, highest hash rate ever, just moving on business as usual, but the price isn't reflected in that. So I'm only talking about the price of Other Deed. I'm not talking about the fundamentals of Other Deed. Everything you said about the fundamentals of Other Deed, I think is on point. I just know the NFT market and I'm not looking at the comments right now, but I would not be surprised if it's comment after comment about they've never made a game before, it's going to take so long, blah, blah, blah. This is the attention span that you're working with. And then you're already dealing with a posturing Fed in a shit macroeconomic situation. And I think before Q4, you're not going to see any type of like real volume in the markets that we're playing in right here. I could be wrong about that. But yeah, I don't see NFTs pumping hard as fuck between now and Q4. Maybe in Q4.
I would agree with that. And like specifically in Other Deeds, the real challenge is how do you get mass market player adoption, not adoption of the 34,000 people that have put thousands of dollars into the game assets. How do you get mass market adoption? And unless they make an absolutely sick game that people want to play, people are going to prefer to play Apex Legends, Call of Duty, Halo. Like, there's so many other games that they can play. And a lot of those other games are free to play. Every single metaverse has taken the approach of they're going to incentivize players to play with play to earn, which is a tricky game. Because how do you make the assets go up if the players are pulling value out of the ecosystem? That's the challenge that none of these metaverses have been able to solve. The only way you can solve it is by making the game so fun to play that you turn players from net earners to net spenders. And that's very, very challenging. So I agree with Pio. I think that these will probably get some news related pump, but like eventually, like, the tires have to hit the pavement. You know what I mean? They got to get real players in playing the game in a big way for it to take off. And that's going to require a game that's not just graphically good, not where you can just run around with your ape and whack things and stuff like that. It has to be a game that people like are like, I don't want to play Apex Legends. I want to play Other Deeds or whatever.
Did he just cut out?
Yeah, I was going to say.
You're fully like muted.
It was a weird cutout where I was like, is that my computer? Yeah. Or like, what's...
Sorry, it's boomer internet.
Okay.
Basically, to sum it up, what I hope that they don't end up having to do is incentivizing players to play the game by giving them ApeCoin, because then these players are going to dump ApeCoin, and then it could potentially create a negative flywheel.
Yeah, it won't be the Axie Infinity. It's not going to be any weird shit. And we already know that ApeCoin has a finite supply. I believe there are 1 billion ApeCoin that will ever be circulated. Nick, I'd be curious, did you listen to anything that me and Kick said, or like, do you have any opinions on anything?
What type of question is that? Literally, what type of question is that? Did you listen to anything we said?
It was an honest question.
Wait, hold on. First, I was the one that provided commentary and my thoughts on
that was when you were speaking. Okay. And we were listening. I'm talking about after that.
I went and bought 30 ETH. That was what just happened. I made a trade. I did hear it discussing the ApeCoin
involvement. You heard it or you listened to it?
I don't believe that ApeCoin is going to be operating in this ecosystem.
Well, that was the thing that we said like 10 seconds ago.
Are you talking about your Bitcoin commentary?
No, I was talking about other deed the whole time.
You referenced Bitcoin.
So you heard the word Bitcoin. Okay.
You were talking about the long term, despite the fact that it has underlying value, it's still capitulated by 60% or whatever.
It's got a great hash rate.
Anyways, I don't ever fucking listen to Pio. So what did he just even say? I have no idea. So Captain Kicks, anyways, let's continue with this podcast. Other deeds. I don't know.
Short term pump, man. That's what's happening right now. It's not going to go back to $100,000.
You're talking $100,000. Like a
Coda is not going to be. It's not going to just be $100,000 in the next 2 months. That'd be fucking sick.
Well, look, here's the deal.
I have a Coda. That'd be fucking sick. But no.
ETH is about to do another dump, and so we're headed to
after a short term.
After a short rip, the crypto astrologist says we're going to get a little pump, and then July it dumps.
No, she said actually tonight it pumps. Tomorrow is the beginning of the dump. Here's the deal right now. We had a head and shoulders on this. And
do you want to pull up the chart?
I can show you real quick. This was what I was looking at. And so my biggest concern, and this is what's driving all of the NFT activity right now. We've been having a nice slow rise here over from the 19th. So we've had 8 days of this. What can I draw with? Let's try this. Ah, look at that. So we got the, 1 second. Oh, shit. How do I undo that? So if we go like this, I'm just looking at this head and shoulders right now, man. This is what I'm looking at here. This is what I'm looking at here. And I'm like, okay, head and shoulders. And then I'm just thinking, great, we got the line. This came down to here. Is where we were. There's another way to do this, but I'm not doing it right now. I expect this back down. So this is where we're headed. So this would be my next target. This is what I'm sort of expecting here.
Tomorrow?
Is something like this. I mean, maybe not straight down, but like somewhere in this range. And then here's the other argument you could make. Maybe this is the beginning of a bigger head and shoulders pattern like this. So you get this dump down, one more pump before we then dump completely. So you would then see 1270 down to here. We're back down at 800 or something like that, somewhere around here. So I'm just not done. I'm doing like complete degenerate gambling right now at this point in time in this with these trades, and I'm doing it with about 30K each time. It would be great to see this go up to like, 1225, make 25 times whatever I have right now, which is, make $1,000, $2,000 real quick, ideally. Someone said, give this man some crayons.
I'm a big MACD guy, NFT Nick. It's what I've heard from the good traders, like Pool to Poly, it's just one of the worst things you can trade off whatsoever. But it does on the weekly, the QQQ and ETH look like they're trying to do a little MACD curl. And I think you can still be long-term bearish, but like think that it's going to go on a run, just enough of a run that it sucks in a bunch of people before it goes back down. Like ETH, maybe up to like 1400. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I could be completely wrong, but I just see.
That was my original target was 1400, basically 1450, something like that. That was the target. It was just that we tested this level and we were riding it, failed attempt, drop down again.
A lot of today's action was because of the NASDAQ.
I don't know. We may end up with another attempt, but I just don't see it happening right here. at least right now. I want to see at least this drop, and that would be beautiful. I'm all good, and then I'd probably consider collecting a little bit more somewhere down in this range for one more pump up for really just ending cryptocurrency as we know it.
Yeah, I think the best thing is if you're any type of exposure, NFT exposure, crypto exposure, it's best to play it conservative, like, you know, dip your toes in. But I mean, I was laughing at myself because I was like so mad I didn't like ape in at 950 to sell at 1200. But like, that's a game that's just going to make yourself miserable. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so I think it's just like a dip your toe in kind of market. I think the other thing you can do is do like paired trades. You know what I mean? Where you go long something, short something. So like, go short ETH and like long MeBits, pump my bags. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you have your trade, your live trade still going, right?
Where Sushi Roll trade is working fantastic. So the Nikkei went up 1.6% today. So I got up 1.6% on 50K and then down 0.6% on 50K. So I went up like 2.2%. Yeah, so I think pair trading works, but I think just in general, it's like you don't want to burn more money and lose too much of your stack if there's better buying opportunities. And I think we all can agree it's not like ETH is going to piss missile to 3,000. So play some ranges, get your toes wet, but like don't – you're just going to be miserable if you're just trying to catch every wave, you're trying to miss every dump. It's just going to – psychologically, the problem with that is you're going to miss probably the bigger opportunities, right? You're going to miss I'm just going to use Moonrunner as an example, right? You're going to like try to make 5% on ETH and you're going to miss like a 10X or, you know, somewhere else. So
I'm not going to miss it. I don't, you know, talk smack. Maybe I like gambling once in a while. Okay. Like maybe.
I mean, that's what NFTs are.
Is it a problem? I don't know. The problem is NFTs haven't been giving me those 4,000% hits, man. I need that
you know, pumped weird, into my dude. Blood. I'm getting used to getting excited with like, you know, 10% gains, dude. I used to make fun of those.
Like, but I have to like put $100,000 in basically, and I'm just like feel alive, baby. Like this is it. Someone asked, did I buy a Moonrunner? No, I just said that it's not gonna make it. Watch it become the next big thing. Literally, that art looks like Wolf Game meets like Moonbirds, and like you just kind of like made it mediocre. Like I don't know, it's just not feeling it whatsoever. Did someone else brought up Bapes? And have you seen that? Remember when that was a big thing?
The clothing company Bape?
Oh, sorry, not Bape. What was that ape? Oh my God, I was just looking at it.
No, because Bape did a drop and it was the ugliest art of all time, but it still pumped to like 2 ETH or 3 ETH.
It pumped really hard. Yeah, me and Wappy made money on Bape. What project name? Hate Beast?
Hate Beast, there you go. That one, remember how that pumped up to like 8 ETH or something like that?
Yeah, well, no, it was one of those right out the gate to 9 or 10.
Yeah, it was so ludicrous. You know what I mean? And yeah, and now it's down to like 1.
It's at 1? I think it was at like 0.1. Are you sure it's at 1?
Wow, you out here disrespecting people.
So no, I'm not. I got a potential play. Someone slid into my DMs on Twitter with a little bit of alpha. But this guy thinks that the Gossamer Seed play could be interesting. There's some sort of reveal today. You could potentially play the pullback. But I think Gossamer Seed is like a very interesting thing because it's like made by a legit studio. Seems like they understand NFTs. They're tying in like a game with a studio kind of thing. I think that could be just like it seems like a professional team entering the NFT space, which I think is always interesting. So I don't know. Keep an eye on Gossamer Seeds. I think it's risky, but you know, if you can get it between 0.25, 0.3, you know, you may get a run up if they start doing some good things.
Signal was talking about Gossamer Seed in her weather report, and I'm trying to remember the details because there was something about Gossamer Seed that was interesting to me. I don't know if you guys have more context, but I'm much more interested in that than...
It's from a studio that's been around, a movie studio that's been around since like 2010, or 2012, and they have like 30 Academy Awards with their films. Like they're not like just like a bum studio. They've actually done, like they have a Netflix movie with like Kevin Hart.
And Academy stuff like Awards are like easy to come by, dude. Like I've won like multiple, like I've been participating. It's just so common these days.
I'm just saying, we've had this narrative of like, okay, like legit companies are going to eventually come into NFTs. And like, unlike Atari, actually like understand NFTs and how to integrate them. And when you think about like a studio making kind of a game with NFTs tied into it and like a mini series, I feel like it. They said they are a serious studio for sure. Joker, the movie Joker, was made by Bronze Studios. So I don't know. I feel like that could be a potential, you know, sleeper where you get a couple of those. You may be surprised in a couple of months, because just a legit studio like that, like trying to integrate NFTs into a legit project that you're building, like you have to think that there's going to be some momentum building there. So I'm keeping my eye on that one. Maybe after I go get a luxurious dinner, which I'm going to do after this episode, maybe I'll go scoop a couple up. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, maybe you can pick up a microphone while you're out there that plugs into a USB port so you don't sound like trash.
And speaking of microphones, you know, speaking of microphones, when you think about like, you know, amplifying and using a platform to the best of your ability, I think right away about FTX and how Sam Bankman-Fried is just like the best when it comes to buying big publicly traded finance companies like Robinhood personally, and then having FTX come in and finish the job. It's just master strategy. And that master strategy has been implemented on their platform. You can buy in the near future, and what a surprise, buying Robinhood now, fractional shares of stocks on FTX with no payment for order flow, so your trades are not being front run. You can buy crypto with the lowest spreads in the game. And of course, our favorite thing being that this is an NFT show, gasless motherfucking transactions on NFT trades. Who else gives you that? Who else gives you gasless transactions on Ethereum trades? Clearly, they're making moves. They're moving and shaking. Sign up at thenifty.com/FTX or with the code TheNifty on your FTX mobile app.
By the way, was there a Genie airdrop today? Because I used to use the crap out of that thing.
Oh, shit. Was there a Genie airdrop?
I swear I saw something on Twitter.
Let's get some free cash.
And I think it was legit USDC.
It's USDC. I don't even worry about claiming and dumping it, dude. It's like, that's a dollar bill right there, dude.
That's a riot that they just dumped USDC. Also, someone
Where did they just airdropped it?
I'm looking. What's it called?
Please tell me I have a ton of cash.
You wouldn't have a ton.
Yeah, Nick, you buy one of things. Like, I don't even think have you ever floor swept something?
Yeah, he floor swept Atari.
The one time he used Genie, dude, he floor swept Atari.
I like a quarter.
Oh, we should check the community wallet. Did you like floor sweep shields on the community wallet?
Yeah, I bet that wallet has some stuff in it. I don't think that airdrop came through yet, though. They would have said something on their Twitter, so they didn't. But we'll see. Someone pointed out that airdrop is pumping. I mean, ApeCoin is pumping. Is that right?
Hold on one sec. Let me pull it up right here. It's at 512.
Not bad.
This is nice. This may be the nice. This is altcoin season. You get a nice ripper off of some of these different things here. ApeCoin in general. This has been nice, huh?
It's going.
Yeah. So let's take a look at the daily as well, and see how that's going.
That's pretty good.
That's a nice chart.
Yeah, but it's really catching up, because ETH's already done like a full retrace off of like that last dump leg. And so I think it's just kind of catching up to that. It was lagging a little bit behind.
Yeah,
but I'd assume it's all correlated. Right? It's all correlated to some sort of Yuga Labs news. So that, you know, insider buying and all that jazz. But a nice pump today for sure.
It just seems so weird. I don't know, with I don't trust any of this price action at all at the moment. Easy message that he was going long on this. I'm at break even right now, but this is such a uncommon trade for me to approach it this way, because my overall position at this point is that I would short right here.
Okay. Micah G says that there might be a way for us to check how much you're going to get in the Genie airdrop through Dune. I just asked him for that link. He said on, oh, he said it on the Discord. Let me.
Nick's going to get like an airdrop equivalent of like a McChicken at McDonald's, dude.
This is going to be absolute nonsense. Did he send you the link?
Yeah. I'll ping it to you guys here. I'm figuring out how to use it right now. Maybe you guys will beat me to it. Here you go. And that link actually works. It'd be dope if like even just like $1,000. Like it'd be nice for like another $1,000 free money event. You know what I mean? Like I'm just saying. Especially if they're just dumping it in
USDC. I'd like $10,000, like for real, for real. What is that? That sounds disgusting. Can you not do that into the mic?
Keep saying for real, and you'll get more of those. You have to literally manually search your wallet and it tells you how many times you use Genie. So you can
it doesn't even show that I ever use Genie, which to me seems
unlikely.
Just false.
Kicks.
Captain Kicks, what's your wallet? Let's put that in there.
1 second. I'm in there 9 times. I used it 9 times, motherfucker. I'm getting some money.
I literally have never used it.
Maybe use Gem. Kicks has only used... Wait, what? Kicks, you've only used it 13 times, you punk-ass bitch.
But I got 2 wallets. Let me check my other one.
your boy's competing with Kicks on Genie sweeps.
Wow. How is it crazy the number one person used it 185 times? Like, that's kind of a bad look.
Yeah, that's not that many times. But then again, it's kind of a big deal to do it. It means that also just shows how small our
market is.
Our market is microscopic. When we were looking through our losses the
other
day.
How about my hot wallet?
Okay, 17. So, I mean, look, you're no slouch if you've done 30 fucking floor sweeps.
Well, I liked Gem XYZ better. So as soon as that came out, I switched over to that one.
Yeah.
30 puts you in like the top 1%. You're on page 6. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So you're in the top 9 top 50 out of 15,000.
Hey, that's why you had me on the show. You know, I ain't no bum. I ain't no bum. And you know those, that wasn't some chump change floor sweeps either. That wasn't some 0.01 floor sweeps. That's some big daddy, you know, 10 E sweepers.
Yeah. That's a fact.
The top 0.3%.
What? Just like my OpenSea activity, dude. Let's go, dude.
Look, it speaks for itself. Nick's never done a Genie floor sweep. It's been exposed. I'm just kidding.
This is bullshit.
You've probably used Gem. Probably used Gem, right? No? Gem.xyz?
I don't know what happened. I thought
acquired
I used
by OpenSea.
I thought I used both.
Clearly, the business to start was a Genie or Gem business because both of them were in business for 4 months and then they had exits. Not bad.
Well, dude, you can't like knock on Nick. He's made like 10 trades in 3 months. How many sweeps could there be? I have probably used Genie more times than Nick's made net trades in the same time period. I would bet a McChicken on that. But it doesn't matter because Nick made the same amount of money as me and I made like 1,000, 2,000 more trades than him. So it shows quality over quantity in this space, baby.
My taxes are easy.
Like just massive sales and buys.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to make money on a consistent basis because I would follow me because I'm one of the wisest financial advisors in existence today. So that's what, yeah, I mean, definitively, I'm the best.
Well, there you go. You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. If we want to, we got to wrap here in just a minute. Any closing thoughts on Doodles?
Yeah. What I think about Doodles is you suck.
My take on Doodles is I think it's a bummer that like, someone announces like the grandiose vision and then like people want to like, just like dunk on it without all of the details. You know what I mean? It's like, if we want innovation and we want people to take like shots in the game, like I don't understand how you could be like, oh, Doodles is like trying to go like too big. They want to onboard millions of people. That's literally what Yuga Labs is trying to do. That's exactly what Yuga Labs is trying to do. How can he be like bullish Yuga Labs and be like Doodles is dumb because they're trying to like onboard millions of users when you have like a 2-pager on what they're trying to actually do? if anything, I would say, like, let people, like, fade it out. Let people FUD it all the way down and then make a bet on these guys. And maybe there's a chance that they actually do something really cool with it. But I do think that we're going to see a little bit of a fracturing in blue chips, where I think blue chips are going to go the route of, like, mass consumer adoption. But then you should see more blue chips go a route of, like, no, we're going to try to be, like, the luxury goods brand. We're not going to try to attract millions of people in our ecosystem. We're going to stick with a 10K supply and a couple of airdrops here and there. But we're trying to be, like, luxury. We're not trying to be mass market. So I do think we'll see a fracture in the strategy of blue chips. But I don't hate – I'm not hating on the doodles. I think, you know, they could surprise us. The challenge, though, is that once someone announces a grandiose vision, then if you – miscue on the delivery, then you get, like, double whacked, like what happened to Cool Cats.
Yeah, but in the NFT space, if you don't execute perfectly, you're just going to get double and triple whacked so hard anyway. And what you just said is basically just the NFT space in a nutshell, is like the whole try, like, basically punishing people for trying to do big shit. And it's like, I'd love to know what was Doodle supposed to do? What were they supposed to do?
I think the most bearish thing of their announcement is that they're trying to, like, move chains or do their own chains. I think that the untapped value of Web3 is eventual composability between all of these projects. And if everything's so isolated, it's like, then what's the point of Web3? If you're bridging to, like, 20 different, solo chains to buy NFTs or being, it just seems so fragmented to me that that's maybe the only thing on their announcement that I'm a little bit bearish on.
I love doodles. I'm glad it's in my portfolio at the moment. Wait until I sell it and then I'm going to become bearish on it. You're definitely going to want to long it for the time being.
Closing thought, Anthony said that Pharrell is tacky and we're just starstruck. So, you know,
what's his song with Snoop Dogg? Beautiful. I just want you to know you're my favorite girl. Yeah. Imagine that, and they're in doodles. They're like, you know, they're like animated as doodles.
Yeah. There you go. We got to go.
Wait, that was the correct voice.
You know you want to do know. It, Snoop Dogg building. Want to boot it.
The first attempt at it was not on point, but I appreciate it.
Yeah, we're going to blow up in the music world.
Hooting, hollering, right. Hooting. That was actually 10 years ago. Yeah. They put that in for
Hey, apologies for this episode.
See you guys.
Smash the subscribe, lick the like.
See you guys.